Hi, we're Visible, the wireless company with nothing to hide. Get unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon for $25 a month, taxes and fees included. Sorry, hidden fees. We're just not into you. Switch today at Visible.com. Rate with service on the Visible plan. For additional terms and network management practices, see Visible.com.
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. When children love learning, they can tackle any challenge life throws at them. Sylvan's Insight Assessment can help you determine if your child is ready for what's ahead. It can also identify gaps in learning and point out areas that could be of concern for your child so they can tackle what's to come. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's SYLVAN29.com.
All right, what's up, everybody? It's Marquez here, aka MKBHD, here along with my co-host for Waveform, Andrew Manganelli.
What's up, everyone?
All right, so it's finally here. We've sort of teased this, sort of unintentionally, but we've teased it for a while. Yeah. It's been in the works, and we wanted to do it right. But I'm finally excited to say we're launching a podcast. And you know what a podcast is already. It's audio. This is episode one. And it sort of feels good to get started.
Yeah, it feels really good. We've been talking about this for a long time. I'd say like the last 6 months has been like we've been ready to really shoot it. So it's really exciting to do this. I'm pretty pumped. I listened to Africa by Toto like four times on my way here to
get pumped up.
That's what gets me pumped up.
Okay.
So we're ready, I think.
Okay. So before we get into the main topics, because we're going to have topics and it's sort of like a chat show of a whole bunch of tech things. Let's just talk for a second about what Waveform is, because there's a bunch of tech podcasts already. There's a bunch of YouTuber podcasts already. So I'll just talk about what Waveform is for a second. So for everyone who's a new listener, which is everyone, a podcast. So we've had the YouTube channel, the MKBHD channel, just hit 9 million subscribers, by the way. Shout out to everyone who is subscribed. Thank you. I think the best way to describe this podcast is a combination of my extra thoughts and feelings on the gadgets, on the tech, and then also a lot of behind the scenes. So we'll have like conversations around the studio about things like while we're shooting videos or we come into work a little bit early and like kind of rant about something and like, well, you know what, that would have done pretty great actually as a podcast.
I wish we recorded that.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the sort of thing that's going to show up. And then we'll also have, I think, a little bit of an interview style thing. They're not super formal interviews, but I feel like we can have YouTubers on, we can have people in tech business on, and it all sort of flows into one place. So we just have a place to share it now.
Yeah, and non-formal is fun. I mean, videos are pretty concise and everything, and sometimes non-formal is just fun to talk about little things that wouldn't make it into a video, and now we just have plenty of time. You probably have a long commute, so get ready to listen to a lot of rambling.
Do you listen to podcasts like just during commutes is the main time?
Yeah, I'd say like every other Thursday I look forward to my commute because I know a new Reply All episode's out.
That is like a favorite.
Yeah, we live in North Jersey. The traffic is horrific. So it's pretty magical to actually have something that kind of takes your mind off of not moving in front behind a truck for an hour every morning. So
yeah. So I just wanna break down Andrew for a second because it's not just me on the podcast. Andrew, I would call you the assistant producer, the right hand man in the studio every time I'm in the studio, but also a whole bunch of other interests that are sort of parallel to mine. So you're a gamer much more than I am.
Yeah, for a long time. I've been gaming as long as I can remember.
So there's going to be, if there's gaming stuff that's in the news or that we're talking about, Andrew's the guy who's going to share what the deal is with the gaming. There's also, we both play Ultimate, so that's something we might talk about on occasion.
Somebody's got a pretty important game coming up this weekend, I think.
Yeah.
So,
yes. Shortly after we record this, I'll be heading to San Jose to play in the semifinals and then hopefully the finals of the AUDL Championship Weekend, which is the Pro Ultimate Frisbee League that we play in.
Yep. So, good luck.
Thank you. Yeah. It's gonna be a good weekend. But the format of Waveform is it's Waveform. It's audio. I feel like that was the best way to name it, is to just go straight up simple. The logo is clean, designed by you.
It took a long time. But for something so simple takes time, and being a not great.
Simple takes the most time.
Yeah, I guess. It looks painfully simple. I'm sure everyone that looks at it is like, why did that take you a long time? But it did, but whatever, it's here.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Here we are. It's finally happening. Okay, so I want to start off by introducing a couple of things that I think can be great regularly occurring segments. Number one, I think we're going to do this podcast pretty regularly, and there's going to be videos in between. We can talk about things that happened on YouTube and in videos since the last podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So that would make, the last video was the Redmi K20 Pro and then the Note 10 impressions. And we're going to dive into Note 10.
Oh, yeah.
That's one thing. And then another is just like things that have happened in the tech world in the news that, honestly, we come into the studio and we talk about this news, and we'll also have Brandon and Vin in here all the time, and we'll just talk about like, oh, what? Tesla's adding a bunch of superchargers to Wawa stations? That's an awesome like little bit of news. And then we'll talk about it for 10 minutes, and then we don't really share it or tweet it or anything. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what this will be.
Something that's like, it's too long to talk about in a tweet, but too short to talk about in a video.
Right.
Now we have this. We have a couple minutes at the start of all of our podcasts where we can just talk about what happened since the last podcast pretty much. And
yeah.
Yeah. So segue into that.
Sure.
What has happened the last couple weeks?
Okay, perfect. So I guess to start it off, we'll just sort of go through the last like week or so of small tech bits of news that we've talked about. First thing is actually a little bit of self-awesome. Shout out to Philip DeFranco for that self-awesome promo, whatever he calls it. Just finished shooting Retro Tech season one. Now, I can't spoil too much of it. Like, I don't want to tell you, I'll say there are six episodes, right?
Yep.
You've seen like a lot of us shooting it around the studio.
I got to see the shooting of a couple of them, and they're fun.
They're a lot of fun. There's some great guests. There's some great YouTubers. There's some great interviews. And the six pieces of tech that we chose, because again, these are like milestone, like really important pieces of tech, I think are a nice, like, healthy variety of some of the most important pieces of tech ever made.
Very much so, yeah.
Yeah. So we shot for, almost 2 months for those 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And now it's going into sort of the post phase and editing. But I've mentioned in the past, this is all coming out in December. So Retro Tech Season 1 episodes will start coming out in December, and that's pretty exciting.
That's really exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have any favorite pieces of Retro Tech that aren't as old as the ones that we did?
I mean, yeah, even I've got a couple years on Marquez, and still everything that I saw we did was before my time. Actually, the only thing I can really think of is the Game Boy, which we can talk about because that episode is out. If you haven't seen it, it's great. Check it out. But something that's important that, I mean, I'm big on gaming. My first game system personally was a PlayStation, the original PlayStation. I did grow up playing a couple other ones. I remember the old Super Nintendo and playing Paperboy and that fun stuff. But
do you think more people started as gamers, as console gamers, or as PC gamers? Because I feel like as a kid, you start to get into console gaming first.
I think console gaming's that like easier way of, my parents know I like playing video games, so yes. They don't go like,
they don't know what to do.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
they just get a game in Walmart and
exactly.
It's the console.
I mean, like, and honestly, I remember when Xbox first came out, I wasn't even that excited about it. And my mom, who's incredible, got me one for Christmas, heard that there was this game called Halo. I'd never heard of it. I've been a first-person shooter gamer since.
So that's the
happened.
Formative years, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much my mom chose my genre of gaming that I like so much, which is interesting, but it's different. Yeah, PC.
Yeah.
I have heard a lot of people get into PC gaming young. Usually that's from, it's been around longer, so usually that's from a parent who gamed on their PC.
Yeah.
I'm sure everyone knows Shroud's dad apparently was a played Counter-Strike a lot, so he started playing Counter-Strike early. Now he's like a Counter-Strike savant.
That's another thing you got to keep me in touch with, because we talk about YouTube and videos all the time, but mm-hmm. streaming mm-hmm. and Twitch and Mixer and all these other things that are happening in the streaming world that yep. I also don't follow as much.
I mean, the fact that you just said Mixer out loud is mm-hmm. something that's been in the news recently. We all know Ninja just went to Mixer. And
right, that's all I know.
Yep. So the fact, like, that just proves that all these people are saying, oh, Ninja made a bunch of money moving to Mixer. Well, Marquez just said Mixer out loud.
Yeah.
That's why they paid him, because people who don't know the streaming platform saw that news. Now they know Mixer's a thing.
It exists.
Yeah, it exists pretty much. And so they did exactly what they were looking for.
Yeah, I will say I was in the green room of a shoot that you'll see what show I was a part of very soon. But that's like half of what we talked about was Tesla for a while mm-hmm. and Mixer and Ninja and what that meant for media for a little bit. It's a fascinating conversation, but you'll have to keep me up to date on
will do.
On that. Okay, one other little piece of news that I kind of sort of hinted at earlier that I loved is, first of all, Tesla we talk about a ton on this. So I have a Tesla. I've been driving one for a while. Brandon, we got to get him on an episode coming up soon, but he drives a Model 3.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of friends with Teslas in the area. We just naturally talk about the company a lot. I think ever since we interviewed Elon, that was kind of like a popular topic.
Yeah,
naturally.
Definitely.
And something they're constantly ahead with is supercharging. And if you're in the tri-state area, you've probably heard of Wawa. Or if you're in the Northeast,
if you haven't, you need to.
Oh yeah, it's popular, and a lot of them have Tesla superchargers specifically at them. Actually, the one closest to our studio here in New mm-hmm. Jersey is a Tesla supercharger in a Wawa parking lot. And so one piece of news, we'll try to include in the show notes if we can, like the links to the exact articles you talk about, but in the New Jersey and Philly area, they're doubling down and adding, I think they said they're doubling.
I think there's around 16 Wawas right now with superchargers, which doesn't sound like that much. Wawa is everywhere.
Yeah.
But doubling's awesome. Wawa's also around down in Florida, surprisingly. It kind of hits this like New Jersey to Delaware area and then just skips all the way down to Florida. But
and for those unfamiliar, a lot of Wawa's have gas stations.
Yes.
Right.
Now, so, all the new ones. Now,
yeah.
Probably.
So if you're at a Wawa and there's a gas station right there, they'll also put superchargers sort of tucked away in the corner of the parking lot. Mm-hmm. But I just love seeing new superchargers get built. It's sort of a constant reminder that they're moving forward with it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And it's cool just seeing a company coming out and saying, hey, we want to double this. We want to increase it. I mean, it's probably great for their business also, because you're sitting there for an hour and they sell food. So why not go in and grab a hoagie? I don't know if everyone knows what a hoagie is. I think that's a pretty regional term.
There's a bunch of names.
Sub, hero.
You're gonna start to get our lingo as we do this podcast more often of words we say that you might not have heard, but I think hoagie is one of them.
Hoagie is like a submarine sandwich, if that's even what you call it, but a sandwich. On top of news, we watch a lot of content online. It's safe to say that. Yeah. I mean, I know Marquez does, because every time I ask him if he's seen a new TV show, he has no idea what I'm talking about.
Here's the thing. I have a Netflix account. I have not logged in months. I don't watch Hulu. I have TV, but like I really only watch live sports.
I hope you're at least letting people in your family your Netflix account.
I have an account. I watch a lot of on-demand content, and that's YouTube for me. So mm-hmm. I watch tons and tons of YouTube. So I think what we're getting at is another awesome segment to regularly have on this podcast would be like, you know, what we've seen and enjoyed in YouTube in the past little bit.
Videos that really stood out. Phil DeFranco does something very similar to this. He goes through a lot of things. I think we're going to pick one or two maybe a week or every other podcast and talk about it. Today's is probably not anything you'd be expecting. And I'm almost positive you have not seen it, because you just flew in and sat straight down here. So
I'm
all know Simone Yurts, I believe is how you pronounce her last name.
Yes.
Shitty Robot Girl.
Love
I hope people still call her that, or I feel really offensive saying that.
No,
but
that's her channel. Yeah.
Cool. She just made a video where she got a chance to fly out to New Zealand and work with the people who did all the costume design for Lord of the Rings.
Ooh.
So that's pretty cool. They told her, we will build you a costume, any costume you want. And, you know, they're the Lord of the Rings costume designers. They're going to create something incredible. So her idea was a business mantis shrimp.
A business mantis shrimp costume professionally made. So
professionally
I'm imagining.
Do you know what a mantis shrimp is?
I think I know what a mantis shrimp is, but
they're if you don't know what a mantis shrimp is, you have to look up a video on it because they're the most fascinating creatures in the world. Don't think of like a shrimp you eat like in a shrimp cocktail. Think of a tad bigger. Think of the most insane colors you ever. Think of the Galaxy Note 10's back right now. Oh. That's basically the colors this thing is feeding off, and it's violent. Like
the shrimp.
It is a nasty little creature.
Okay.
It essentially has these little, it has claws, or it has these little like pummeling balls, they call it, that to hit snails for it to eat. Essentially, it can create so much force punching these snails that it creates a vacuum in the water that like superheats the water when it's hitting these things. It's incredible.
Oh my God.
It is also a super fascinating looking animal.
I need to look
crustacean.
Up a
I don't know. Yeah. Wait, let me pull one up.
Oh, sorry, wow. So I'm looking at a mantis shrimp right now. It's kind of, it looks like an insect underwater. It is exactly that Aura Glow Note 10 color. And it's not a friendly looking crustacean either.
It's wow. Poised. It is standing upright, arched back, and ready to mess your day up if
so
you're
she
a snail.
Gets, she gets a costume that looks like she this, gets, like full size?
It's incredible. I can't even describe how good it is, how much I was laughing and still bewildered at the end of it. Of like, huh. It's basically the arms and the head features of this with like an old crusty suit, like a like 70s lawyer would wear or something like that. Or,
that's awesome.
It's incredible.
Okay.
It's about 20 minutes long, but the video is, it's so good.
I will have to check it out. This is part of why we're going to do this is like, either Andrew will share a video with me or I'll share a video with Andrew. Mm-hmm. We'll pass back and forth. And, you know, if you guys have good stuff that you want us to share that you don't think we've seen, definitely pass it our way. The Waveform Twitter is always open.
Yeah.
But speaking of Aura Glow, I think that jumps us right into our big topic.
Mm-hmm.
Samsung Galaxy Note 10. Is this the death of the headphone jack? Is this it?
It's hard to say. No. I mean, like, after it, Samsung's kind of was our savior for so long. They were the no compromises, what you called the Note 9.
What's the phrase? You either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become
a
villain. Well, that's where we're at with Samsung right now. They've dropped their first flagship without a headphone jack.
So now that we've declared that Samsung is the villain, you did a poll recently on Twitter just about the headphone jack that I thought it was pretty interesting. Do you want to share the results of that?
Yeah. How about we'll take a quick break and we'll come back and we'll talk all about headphone jack and Galaxy Note 10.
Sounds good.
All right.
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this show comes from NetSuite. Let's do some quick math. So the less your business spends on operations or multiple systems, the more margin you'll have, and that equals more money in your pocket. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, I mean, everything seems to cost more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. So NetSuite is a leading cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth. And so you can reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. So you can cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you can improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math, see how you'll profit with NetSuite. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. So head to netsuite.com/waveform. That's netsuite.com/waveform. netsuite.com/waveform. Okay, we're back. So Samsung Galaxy Note 10. A lot of thoughts, a lot of feelings. I was generally pretty positive. I had about an hour to play with it for my first impressions, shot a lot of footage, so of course that took a lot of my attention, but generally Galaxy Note 10 got a lot of attention. The main thing that I think we're just sort of still lingering on is the lack of a headphone jack in a Samsung flagship. I think a lot of people thought they might have waited till the S11 to drop it.
That's when I would have guessed if they were going to.
Yeah, but they ended up doing it pretty quickly here. First of all, are you a headphone jack guy or nah?
Not really anymore. I'm lucky enough to have Bluetooth in my car. I got used to that. I surprisingly don't put headphones in that often.
True.
It's strange. Now with like Google Home all over my house, I'd rather just blast it until Claire yells at me to turn it off. And then I don't listen to headphones too much anymore. I barely run either. So maybe that's a big reason. But
so I did a poll on Twitter. It was a 24-hour poll, and I had a sort of a theory on the headphone jack, and I wanted to see how far off I was, because I feel like in this tech world we might be in a little bit of a bubble sometimes about things like headphone jacks. But I tested it. I said, how much does a headphone jack weigh into your next smartphone buying decision? I tried to give sort of a positive, neutral, and negative.
Yeah, can I take a quick guess? I voted and I saw the results like right when you posted it, so I feel like your poll, like you said, we're in this bubble. Your poll is not going to show what the average consumer thinks. I think we all can agree on that. That doesn't mean something should take away. I would assume that the poll is going to be very pissed off that the headphone jack is gone.
It was actually sort of surprising. So the top option of none, I don't care, I already lost a headphone jack, versus it would be a nice bonus, like sort of a meh in the middle, versus I 100% need a phone with the jack. The winner was, I don't care, I already lost the jack, at 40%.
That's interesting.
But then right in the middle at 36% was, meh, would be a nice bonus. And then pulling up the rear at 24% was, I need the headphone jack. So the smallest amount of people need the headphone jack, and the most amount of people are over it. My theory at the beginning of this was the headphone jack dying is becoming a meme.
Okay.
Kind of like, you know how everyone disliked YouTube Rewind, even if they didn't actually hate the video? Like, it was bad.
Yeah, it was pretty
bad. But, like, people decided to become, it became a meme that this would be the most disliked video, and we just hopped on board and disliked it. I feel like lately I've sort of observed everyone just gut reaction. Whenever you see a phone that's $1,000, you have to say it's too expensive. Whenever you see a phone with no headphone jack, you have to say, I'm not buying this because it doesn't have a headphone jack. Like, that's the gut reaction. And I was just curious if that was actually true or not. It seems to me, you're right, it's not a sample of the world.
Yeah.
But I feel like it might actually sway it a little bit both ways. In this tech enthusiastic audience, there's a lot of people who have these specialty needs who are really nerdy or into, you know, creativity, or just need a headphone jack for certain applications. You DJ off of your phone, you edit video off your phone, you're an audiophile, you have a separate DAC, all these things. These are people in a small group that are a vocal minority. But the group of people who are really into tech who have gone totally wireless is also present in our audience.
True.
Where, like, I went wireless 5 years ago when Apple started to rip the Band-Aid off and get rid of it in the first place. So I don't know. I feel like, what do you think? Is the headphone jack sort of overrated at this point?
I don't know about overrated. I mean, like, so we definitely, there's a couple things you just touched on. There's audiophiles out there.
Yeah.
We still have LG. We're assuming LG's probably going to have. LG has a DAC. I know we don't mention it much. I think it's a small portion of people who are really that big of an audiophile that they want the DAC.
Right.
And LG's there for you. And it's nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So if they take away the headphone jack, they're really going to piss some very loyal people off, because they have a very loyal fan base for that.
It's almost like the headphone jack with LG is going to start to become that niche feature that they hang on to that keeps that small market share. Like, what's another similar thing? Because cameras, everyone loves cameras.
I mean, if you want to go really niche, the Note 10, it has an S Pen.
The S Pen, sure. So that's another thing, like, not a lot of people need or want an S Pen today. But it's not like, the thing is, we were never in an age where everyone had a stylus, and now everyone's getting rid of it. So it's this weird thing. We're sort of moving on from it, but people who are, quote, lagging behind always have their reasons. But
One thing I find really interesting with Samsung ditching the headphone jack is, even people who have like Bluetooth headphones and are ready for that wireless thing, you hop in a car. It might not even be your car. It might be an Uber. It might be your friend's car. They have an aux cord.
Always.
I don't have my headphone jack anymore. I feel like that's the biggest point into where losing headphone jacks sucks.
I get offered the aux cord in the Uber all the time. Yeah. I've tweeted it before. Yeah, that's a thing.
But then what I find interesting is Note 10's not giving you a dongle either. Only USB-C headphones. So like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, only USB-C headphones in the box. No dongle included in the box. I know a lot of guys switching to no headphone jack or at least including that dongle.
Yeah, Pixel 3 did at least.
So the Note is in a sort of an interesting place. And that kind of brings us to the rest of the Note, because there's a sort of a feeling about the Galaxy Note that it's less of a power user's phone. But here's my stance on the Note, because there's the Note 10 and the Note 10 Plus.
Yep.
And I didn't have enough time to really talk through all of this in the video. This is perfect for the podcast. Instead of seeing it as a Note 10 and a Note 10 Plus, like a normal phone and a big phone, it really, really is, to me, the Note 10 Plus is the next Note, and the Note 10 is an additional Note that's smaller. So it's like a Note 10 and a Note 10 minus, or light.
Yeah, there's a Reddit, a really good Reddit, comment calling it the Note 10 and the Note 10 E.
Yeah.
Which you would hope, though, the Note 10 E would be a bit cheaper, but that's what it feels like. It feels like the...
Yeah. I mean, it's a knockdown in price, not by a ton, but it's $950. It's a 1080p screen. It doesn't have expandable storage. It has less RAM. It has all these things that are just a little bit knocking it down. But the size is really what they're doing, is they're offering a Note to people who are, I don't know if intimidated is the right word, but they didn't really want that gigantic phone.
Yeah, the only problem I see with that is, like, there are power users who want that version of a smaller phone, too.
True.
So it's really unfortunate that let's give you all the specs in the big one, but if you want the small one, you're going to lose. And you're not just losing one or two things.
Yeah.
There is a big difference between the specs they have in the Plus and the specs they have in the regular.
Yeah. Your RAM, which I don't know if you'll notice the difference between 8 or 12 gigs, but that is 33% more RAM, right? Mm-hmm. That's a good amount of RAM. Your storage can go from 256 to 512, so double your storage on
and
the big one.
Expandable.
Expandable. With micro SD. And here's the thing is, when you go to one of these Samsung briefings, and I don't really talk about this much in the videos, so I guess this is also great for the podcast. When you go to these briefings, you're sort of given a presentation by Samsung, and it's up to you to parse that information and share it the way you want. So they'll tell you, hey, no headphone jack, but we're doing this because we wanted to include a larger battery. And I hear that and I'm like, well, Samsung is already just taking the wind out of the no headphone jack articles by saying bigger battery.
Yep.
But to me, like, this phone has a giant pen in the side of it, like all the way down the side. Like, they could have included a headphone jack and had a slightly smaller battery and that would have been okay. But they sort of choose how to present to you all this information. So I think one of the things was 90-something% of Note users, they figured, would be okay with that amount of storage because they didn't have that much stuff on their phone. Like half a terabyte was enough, which is probably true.
Yeah.
But for those people who needed expandable storage, the Note 10 Plus is the only way to go.
It's a tough one. It seems the price difference is only, what, about $150?
$150,
For the base
Note 10
Plus.
Versus 10 Plus.
It seems like a hard sell to go Note 10.
Right, because at that smaller phone, for $950, you also have the S10 Plus sitting right there, which is lower. It's cheaper now.
Yeah.
So you're probably going to be swayed to the cheaper phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to have S11 come out at probably around the same size. It is a tough sell. But
tough sell.
When I played with it, this is always what happens. Like, the one that's like tough to convince you to buy, you actually use it. And it's like a really nice experience. Like, I could actually reach the corner of the screen, and it was sort of a comfortable, pocketable size. You have a way bigger screen in a body the size of the S10.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really comfortable phone to use. But yeah, as far as people who are sort of spec peeping and checking what you're getting on paper, that is a tough sell.
It's an interesting choice. I think something that's also interesting, you see all these people on I read Reddit a lot, are Android. We read you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We know some of you like us. We know some of you really don't like us.
Hi, our Android.
Yeah, what's going on? But the S Pen.
Yeah.
Do people use the S Pen? And I think we sent out, or we must have said it in last year's video or something, wondering if people use the S Pen. And we got a lot of feedback.
Well, you had a Note for a couple months there.
I had a Note 8 for a little bit. I liked it
a lot. How much S Penning were you doing?
Uh, grocery list. That's about it. Okay. Or when Snapchat was popular, it was fun drawing on things.
Yeah.
I'm a terrible artist, so.
But finger painting versus a stylist, yes, that's an
much
advantage.
Much different.
Did you get any props for like your quality artwork?
No.
Like, no.
I was too embarrassed to send it to anybody. So
that's hilarious. Okay, yeah. I'm not a big S Pen user.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's screen off memos.
Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I didn't use, like, I take notes already in Google Keep, but if I wanted to like take a quick note or write a phone number down or something quick, I would just take the S Pen out, write it down, and then at the end of like every couple days, I'd just check Samsung Notes and have my screen off memos, and then just transfer them to Google Keep.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't really draw on things. I'd mostly sign documents on my Mac or my iPad or something like that. So. Mm-hmm. Not a huge one for me, but there are groups of people out there who love that.
Yeah, we got a bunch of emails and some tweets about people who do things like landscaping or plumbing or construction and stuff like that, where for them, it's a really easy way to take a picture in real time, pull it up in front of their client and draw on it what they want to show the client.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So there's really uses for it. I mean, there's always going to be that that small group that's going to cling to it the tightest. But my favorite feature of the Note 10, we've talked about, you know, there's design and there's the specs are all high end, Snapdragon 855, the RAM, the design, the display is beautiful, but it's only 60 hertz, only in air quotes. But my favorite feature is honestly that Aura Glow color.
Oh yeah.
And I say color, but it's like seven different colors, depending on how you look at it. Now, this is going to be an impossible phone to shoot a video of.
Pretty much.
I hate how hard this is going to be to make a video of, because it's just a mirror. It's Reflection City. But wow, that's a crazy looking
phone. It's really cool. It's one of the coolest features that you will cover within 10 minutes of purchasing
instantly.
The phone.
Oh,
but
yeah.
That's another thing. Like, colors, phone manufacturers are making some really cool colors.
Yeah.
Except it's going to get covered by a case almost immediately.
That's so something else I need to pull. I need to figure out how many people really put a case on their phone. I feel like it's a lot higher than I think it is. But
yeah, I think it is.
But is it clear cases? Are people just putting...
There are clear cases are becoming a big thing. And you see a lot of phone manufacturers putting clear cases in the box now because they're making these awesome colors. I think colors, it's mostly marketing. This looks awesome. This is going to look awesome in a commercial. You're never going to see it when you have it. But it's going to make you think about the phone.
Yeah. All right, so Note 10, I feel like we're going to have a lot of opportunities to talk about it in later episodes, especially after we review it and get it in our hands for longer. But from that hour we played with it, it was pretty sweet. But we all know what's coming. And what's coming up is smartphone season, is what I like to call it, is the beginning of the madness of all these companies dropping their hottest tracks. And by tracks, I mean products for the holiday season. We get Techtober is what we call it. That's where a lot of them end up being. September, we end up getting... We're going to have... How about I just go through the list right now? So coming up for the rest of this year, Note 10, Note 10 Plus, iPhone 11, I guess that's what it's called.
Yeah, or XI.
iPhone 10, or XI and iPhone XI Plus. Let's just call it 11.
Yeah,
iPhone 11 and 11 Plus. We're going to get that ROG Phone 2. We got to talk about that for a little bit.
Definitely.
We're going to get Pixel 4. And probably a Pixel 4 XL. And we're going to have a lot of other stuff in between. Maybe a OnePlus phone, depending
possibly
on if they keep their schedule up. So
the next V series, probably. LG as well. They're usually like right after
Yeah,
Pixel.
They kind of tweak their lineup a lot with the beginning of this year with the V50. But we're going to have a lot of phones coming up for the second half of this year. So we're going to take a quick break. And then after this, we'll talk about every single phone we have thoughts about coming up for the rest of 2019.
Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. As a parent, you want your child to have every opportunity, but giving them the tools they need to tackle every challenge, that takes a team. Now more than ever, educational support tailored exactly to what your child needs can make all the difference. That's why parents have trusted Sylvan Learning for 45 years as the ultimate teammate in their child's educational journey, instilling in them a love for learning and a passion for reaching the next level. And Sylvan's Insight Assessment can identify gaps in learning and areas that could be of concern for your child. It's a 360-degree view into your child's learning that you can't find anywhere else and helps ensure that your child didn't miss something in school that might put them at a disadvantage in the future. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
Support for Waveform comes from 1Password. So it's hard to come up with a totally unique password every time you need one, but it's what you got to do to stay secure. Luckily, a password manager makes creating and tracking your passwords completely painless. So 1Password combines industry-leading security with award-winning design to bring its users private, secure, and user-friendly password management. And it does that by generating as many strong, unique passwords as you need, and then securely storing them in an encrypted vault that only you have access to. With 1Password, you just need to remember one strong account password, and it'll protect everything else from your logins, your credit cards, notes, office Wi-Fi, etc. You no longer need to keep a bunch of sticky notes all over your desk or reuse the same password over and over again. I've tried out 1Password. As you know, I switch between devices and phones constantly, and so using 1Password to just fill out things quickly and log into a whole bunch of stuff makes switching between devices a lot easier, so I'm all good to go once I sign in. So right now, our listeners can get a free 2-week trial at 1Password.com/waveform. That's the number 1Password.com/waveform for 2 free weeks. So 1Password.com/waveform.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
All right, we're back. So smartphone season, we got to cover all the phones coming out for the rest of 2019. First of all, we have Note 10 and Note 10 Plus. We sort of talked about it already, but they're in sort of an interesting place. $950 for the Note 10, $1,100 for the Note 10 Plus. But obviously, we've seen them now. We have our impressions. The rest of these are going to be purely based off rumors and speculation. Yeah. iPhone 11, what are you into? What have you seen so far?
Let's see. I feel like the only big rumor right now about the 2019 iPhone 11 is the triple camera.
Yeah.
That's what we're all seeing. That's what we're all talking
about. We're going to get some sort of a new chipset. I guess we'll call it A13 for now. There are rumors about reverse wireless charging, which was also quietly added to the Note 10 and 10 Plus, but for also charging your AirPods, which will be pretty cool.
Which will be nice because you don't have AirPower. So,
exactly. Yeah. So, you know, you just get your little wireless charging pad with your phone. And also having 3 models of the iPhone. Again, very similar design except for that triple camera, but iPhone 11, 11R, and 11 Max is, I guess, what we'll call them.
Yeah, yeah.
But the triple camera is what people are focused on. No pun intended.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's cool. It looks pretty bad. I mean, it's different. So we're used to a super clean Apple look. Everyone hated the double camera at first, too. So it looks rough.
The funny thing is there are so many other triple cameras out right now that look, you know, more or less fine. Like the OnePlus 7 Pro, you know, we look at this like little vertical layout. Mm-hmm. It's fine. It's not like we're looking at the back of our phones all that much, but then you have
Mate 30 Pro.
Mate 30 Pro looks has a little alien look, but it's a little smaller and it's in the center. So, you know, it's fine. We got the Note 10 that just came out, triple cameras. It's fine. So this sort of, well, Pixel 4 is also going to have it, but this sort of off to the side giant
block.
This block of like weird look. It's like, and also, It's not quite evenly, it's not on the four corners.
Well, so what looks weird is that the triangle camera array might not look that weird, except then you just throw this flash right on top of it, which
that's
just
what makes it weird.
Yeah, that's what makes it weird.
Yeah.
It does seem, though, like the reason it's in a triangle is to be equidistant apart, which I'm sure has something to do with depth sensing.
Right.
So I'm sure there's a reason behind it.
Yeah, there's a whole diagram already as Google continues to intentionally leak parts of the Pixel 4 of all the sensors in the front of the Pixel 4, which include, I think, radar was one of them. Like a whole bunch of strange sensors, but they're intending to do some AR stuff with depth sensing, with that front camera array, face unlock, things like that. Maybe even gestures with your hand. That whole back array will also be probably used a lot for some VR and AR stuff.
Yeah, definitely, for sure.
So that's pretty much it for, you know, 2019 iPhone rumors. Again, design looking pretty similar. I guess if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I did a video on the models that we got of the iPhone. But that doesn't mean we don't have fun talking about 2020 iPhone.
Oh, yeah.
Or 2021 iPhone when they finally start to make a little bit of a bigger change.
Yes.
My favorite, easily, is ProMotion display.
Yes.
Easily. When are they going to do either a 90, or I guess they should just go all in and do 120 hertz OLED on the iPhone? God, that would be great.
iPad Pro looks so good.
Yeah.
That needs to be in a phone.
It's just incredible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's already that ROG phone too, which we'll hit in a second, that has 120 hertz OLED. Mm-hmm. So we know it's physically possible, and Apple's never a first mover. They have what's called a second mover advantage, where they'll wait for sort of technologies to mature before they implement them. But I would really like a 120 hertz display in the iPhone.
Please, please. High refresh rate's been something that PC gamers have had for a long time and kind of hoarded to themselves, and it's really fun to see it hit the consumer market.
Yeah.
And first of all, thank you, Razer, for being the first phone that I know of to throw that out there.
Yeah.
It was, the screen may have not been the best screen in the world, but it was hard to go back to a regular phone after that.
If we can give the iPhone props for moving the headphone jack, if we can give the Note props for making phones bigger, if we can give that one random Sharp Aquos phone props for thinning bezels out, we can give the Razer phone props for starting a trend of high refresh rates, and I'm here for that.
Yeah. I can't wait till every phone has this. A lot of regular consumers are not going to notice the difference until they have it in their hand, maybe not even at first, but when they go back to something else, they're going
that's
to be like,
when it gets
what
you.
Is happening?
That's
right
when
now.
It gets you. And that's why I'm so into the iPad. So like I've been using, as I've said in sort of tweets and videos, the iPad Pro with 120 hertz display all the time as my main like computer. And at the same time, my OnePlus 7 Pro as my main phone with a 90 hertz display. So in the back of my head, as I'm testing the Note 10, I'm like, this is a great phone. I know it has a Snapdragon 855. I know it's got 12 gigs of RAM. I know it's 1440p. It looks great, but it just feels a little bit stuttery. And maybe it's just my eye, because you guys know me. I look at 24 FPS video, and I think it looks choppy compared to 30. Sorry, Brandon.
Yeah, accidentally had the camera rolling at 24. It pops up on the top-down set, and he's like, well, what is this?
What's going on? Yeah. Why is it 24? Turn it off. So I love me some higher refresh rate, but that's easily the most exciting thing for me with the new iPhone.
We're also expecting the 2020 iPhone, and then
the 2020,
2021. Speaking of, what'd you call it? Secondhand advancement?
Second mover advantage.
Second mover advantage.
Yeah.
We possibly rumors of a folding iPhone.
Yeah, is that what we want?
Possible.
Though?
I don't know. The funny thing is people have said, while it's a possibility, it seems more likely that it's a folding iPad that comes out first.
Yeah.
Which I think is
cool. The thing about Apple is Apple, as incredibly massive and diverse as they are as a company, they're an iPhone company.
Yeah.
Like they sell the iPhone to the world, and everything else sort of comes after that. And that's just a simple way of saying, like, going with a folding phone, like drastically changing the iPhone design like that, I feel like they would have to either make it a new line of product or like bring it down from the iPad or something like that. So there could be an iPhone and then also a folding phone that they call something else, the folding
iPhone. Don't think it would have an iPhone name? Like,
yeah, maybe
we have Galaxy Fold.
Maybe iPhone Fold or whatever, like it's a separate thing. But I feel like they're gonna keep that slab going as long as they can.
I don't think they'll ever get rid of the regular iPhone. It's iconic.
Yeah, the folding phone wouldn't be the only iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. I do miss the Galaxy Fold, and I think folding phones have a place in our future in some time as that tech gets better. But we saw that Royal FlexPi. That thing is a mess. So.
Yeah, I don't know if 2021 is when it's going to come out, because Apple is probably not going to come out with it until someone has it down, and then they're going to perfect it.
Yeah. That's just going to happen with Apple. Why don't we do Pixel 4?
Yeah, let's do Pixel.
Pixel 4 has a... Oh, man. It's playing with my emotions right now, these rumors about the Pixel 4. So I don't know if you've seen the latest batch of rumors.
It's even hard because I wrote some of this last night, and I've already changed some of it this morning.
Oh, my God.
So
it's all over the place.
Yeah.
So, okay, the latest that I've seen. So Pixel 4 we've seen is going to have, as Google starts to like tease this on their own, it's going to have the corner triple cameras.
Yep.
It's going to have
I thought it was double cameras.
Oh, yeah. So possibly dual. Well, that's
I believe
we
it's
don't
only
know.
Dual cameras.
So possibly dual cameras and then a third sort of depth sensor and then mm-hmm. a flash. But that same design that they've shared. It's going to have a bit of a forehead. It's not going to have a notch, but it's going to have some bezel going on. And it's going to have, of course, stock Android. It's going to have the squeeze. It's going to be similar to the Pixel 3 and 3 XL. But then, on top of that, the rumor that's, you know, kind of eating away at me right now that I don't think is true, but I really
I have the answer for you. I know what you're going to say, so go on.
The 90 hertz display.
Never mind.
And the DSLR attachment.
That's okay. I have some answers for you.
Really?
And you're not going to like them.
Okay. Well,
sorry.
Let me just say for a second, the specs I'm like okay with. Like the Pixel has not been a spec king for a while. It's got, you know, not that much RAM, 4 gigs in the past. They say they're going to be 6 gigs now, you know, still not a ton.
Mm-hmm.
Usually you can get away with that if it's really well optimized, like say the iPhone is, but Pixel's sort of had memory issues. So that's, you know, a little bit middle of the road, but 90 hertz OLED display, I would absolutely love. But the rumor is also slightly smaller batteries, 2,800
milliamp hours. Yeah, those batteries, I was surprised with those.
It's
also a big gap between...
Yeah.
So what are they saying? They're saying 2,800 for the regular and 3,700 right. for the XL?
Yeah.
Is it that much bigger? It needs almost 1,000 more? I mean,
when you look at the gap between Note 10 and Note 10 Plus, it's also, a 900 milliamp hour difference, 3,500 to 4,300, so 800 milliamp hour difference. But yeah, 2,800 is a small battery in 2019.
Very small.
And if you put a 90 hertz display on that smaller phone and that small of a battery, I'm already concerned.
Yeah.
So, Pixel, you know, it'll have wireless charging. It'll maybe be water resistant. It'll probably have pretty good speakers. 90 hertz display would be great. But yeah, I'm, you know, sort of middle of the road about that spec sheet. But then,
real quick before we get to attachment, if we're going to talk about cameras, we're seeing double cameras for the first time, which is exciting.
True.
Like,
yeah.
Right? We've only had single cameras, but hey, you're excited about this. It seems like it's going to be a regular and a telephoto, which I'm not as excited about.
Yeah, I don't see why you would. There's so little benefit to a telephoto lens, mm-hmm. especially on a phone like the Pixel. Computational photography is their forte. To be fair, they had this feature that they were trying. I forgot what it was called, but it was supposed to use digital zoom and then sort of use a gyroscope to measure how you move your hands to improve sharpness on digital zoom. So in theory, a 2x telephoto or 3x or something could help with that, but obviously the ultra wide would be the way to go, right?
I'll take a wide any day.
Yeah. That's a little weird to me that they wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Portrait mode on the single camera on the 3 is so good already.
Also really good.
I don't need a telephoto. That's going to help me with the depth sensing or anything like that. I'd much rather have a wide.
I don't want to rant on it for too long because they might do the ultra wide, but I figure when it does come out, you'll hear from me. But what are you talking about with this?
All right, so let's go to
DSLR.
I believe
lens.
It was a couple days ago we heard about this DSLR attachment.
Yeah.
Kind of everyone's freaking out. Here's what Red tried to do, couldn't do, and now we're going to throw it on a camera that that has a better camera already. Not true.
Not true.
It was a misquote, I guess.
Okay.
It is DSLR software enhancements.
Oh.
It's going to be a pro mode, basically.
Oh, okay. Well, that was... way off from what I was I was originally reading something along the lines of there will be an attachment that you can buy to give it better quality.
I think that's what everyone was reading.
That is not what's happening.
Does not seem like it. I mean, I can't completely confirm that, but let me just check.
I mean, this doesn't shock me. We've seen attempts at modules on phones before. Motorola might be the only one I've actually seen do it somewhat successfully, and mm-hmm. they don't even have that great of a camera module. I actually did a pretty harsh review on their Hasselblad Moto Mod a little while ago. But Red has talked about doing one, hasn't done one. This isn't something I was crossing my fingers for or anything.
Yeah, it was exciting. And then, so it seems like Stephen Hall from 9to5 Google, he said, source reached out to me and said, I was not talking about physical hardware attachment. I was talking about a DSLR software feature for the camera app.
Oh, okay. Yeah, big difference.
All right.
So you know what? That sort of brings Pixel 4 down into phone I'm going to carry because I love the camera, but also get very disappointed with all the time because of specs.
Pretty much.
Well, that sort of leaves us with, I think, the last big one,
Yeah.
ROG Phone 2.
This is kind of like the Dark Horse one, which shouldn't seem like a Dark Horse one when you purely just read the specs out, because this is like dream phone category specs.
That might be the most common thing people tweeted at me when the spec sheet came out, that, dude, they made your dream phone.
Yeah.
And I didn't, you know, my dream phone was a little more nuanced. There are some design things I would have wanted, but holy hell, the spec sheet is insane. So let's just run down it real quick, because it's a real phone. It's not rumors anymore. This is going to be coming out. I'm going to be reviewing it. This is, they're going to make a matte black version, they told me, which, I mean, geez, Asus, what are you doing to me? So it's an Android phone, similar design to the ROG Phone 1. It's going to have, what's the size of the screen? I forgot. So 6.6 inch, 1080p, 120 hertz AMOLED display.
Yeah.
That's right there. That's already pretty sick. I don't think anyone else is anywhere near that. Snapdragon 855 Plus, so a little bit faster than the 855, but you're going to have better GPU performance. 12 gigs of RAM, up to half a terabyte of UFS 3.0 storage, which is the super fast storage we've seen in a couple other phones like the OnePlus 7 Pro and the Galaxy Fold. Love that. 6,000 milliamp hour battery. This is the one that a lot of people are like, whoa, what's going on here?
Yeah.
If you can fit a headphone jack and a 6,000 milliamp hour battery... It is a little bit chunky, but that's fine.
Does it have a headphone jack?
It has a headphone jack.
It does.
Yeah.
This
phone is top to bottom. It's killing the game. It's absolutely killing the spec game. It should also have fast charging. It should also have dual cameras. It should also have a 24 megapixel front facing camera. But really, that's the lineup that people were most into, is the 120 hertz display, the Snapdragon 855 Plus and 12 gigs of RAM, and your 6,000 milliamp hour battery. That's ROG Phone 2 for you.
That thing can run Crysis probably.
Of all the phones, I would pick that one. Yeah, that's a lot going on. Now, so who's going to buy this phone? Because it's also like, you would think putting all those specs in a phone would instantly make it the best phone. Not necessarily true. There's a lot of people who care about cameras, and I don't think this is going to have the best camera. And
probably not.
It would be easy to tear down this phone and say it doesn't have a great camera. But like, this is not for.
I don't think this is for
tons
people.
Of photos.
No,
yeah.
Not at all.
This is a literal gaming phone for people who just want straight up the best performance and happens to be awesome in day to day use because of the display. This is going to be great.
Yeah, I mean, probably the only things you can really pick at it with are the camera potentially, which. For the majority of people, it's going to be totally fine. You're still going to be able to see what's going on.
Yeah.
If you're sharing where you are and stuff like that, it works.
Yeah.
And then design-wise, it's not quite.
It's all right.
It's very RGB, very PC gamer.
Does it still have that glowing logo on the back?
I believe it probably does. And has like fan attachments for it and stuff.
Yeah. So it's for a certain type of person that wants all that and more. But you're gonna get it with ROG Phone 2, and it's already coming out also later this year, but I would say definitely stay tuned for the actual video for when I get in my hands, because again, they said to me they're making a matte black version for the final one when it releases, and well, if I don't love that phone, they must have done something horribly wrong in the software.
Well, it seems like though software is rumored to be more like Zenfone 6, which was way closer to stock Android than the original ROG phone, because original ROG was
happening.
The skins were rough.
Yeah.
So it seems like Asus has heard people not liking that.
Yeah.
And I give them a ton of credit for probably doing a ton of work on their skin and then pulling back real hard. But people really liked it in the Zenfone 6. So
yeah. Bold move, good response.
Yeah.
I think Asus.
ROG 2 is gonna be the Dark Horse flagship coming out amidst some pretty crazy ones.
Right. All right. So smartphone season's coming up. You, of course, will be able to see videos about all these on the channel when they come out. So, of course, stay tuned for those reviews when they come out. But this has been a fun little first discussion. And we'll get way deeper into, I think, some crazy topics in the next couple of weeks, especially as these devices actually start to come out. But yeah, that's where we're at right now. We got to definitely have Brandon and Vin come in here, and because they're in the studio. For those who don't know, Brandon and Vin also in the studio all the time, helping out with videos. Andrew and I will be on the podcast all the time. And if you have suggestions for things to look at, some videos to share, some topics to talk through for the next episodes, and we'll look through those on Twitter and just send them our way.
Yeah.
I am watching.
Yeah, we're definitely open to suggestions. This is our first dive into the podcast world, so I'm sure there's going to be a lot of things in these first few episodes that don't seem perfect. I'm sure music's going to kind of be one of them. Like,
yeah.
Hey, if you make music and want to make something cool,
ooh,
hit us up.
An intro, maybe?
An intro, an ad break.
Interesting.
An outro, yeah.
Yeah. And if you have real feedback, of course, as well for format or for anything like that for the podcast, we're also open to hearing that. So that's been episode one of Waveform in the books. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. There will also be some additional versions of this podcast coming soon, but we'll get more into that later as we dive into it. Thank you for listening. Wow, I'm usually saying for watching, but
yeah,
thank you for listening.
It's different.
I'll catch you guys in the next one. Peace.
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.